Jill slipped her left hand into her goalie glove and tightened the strap. At first, I worried too much about what the shooter was going to do. That's when I remembered what happened to Manon Rayom. What about her? Everyone told her girls couldn't play hockey. That's dumb. Jill shrugged. I know, right? The point is, all her life people told her, you can't. But instead of dwelling on what they said, she focused on doing what she could do. That sounds a lot like something Coach Valko would say. I'm sure he has. It's probably a hockey thing, you know? Or maybe they're the same person, I joked. She grinned at that, then sputtered in laughter. It wasn't that funny. I know, but I was just thinking about Coach Valka in goalie pads. That's not so funny. Pink ones, Jill said and giggled some more. I smiled, too. I thought about what Jill had said. It made a lot of sense. I just had to play my game and trust that the system would work. That meant trusting my teammates, my coach, and the referees. Then I frowned. Trusting the system hadn't worked very well for a while at school or on the ice. But I had to admit that at school, it eventually did. Mr. Wiley saw the truth of the situation. I had to trust that the referees would see the same thing if Nate came after me. Not if, I thought. When?
You okay? Jill asked.
I think so. Why?
You looked a little queasy for a second there.
Pre-game nerves, but thanks. I think you're right about how I need to play.
Good. Oh, and one more thing, Sam?
Yeah? She affected an exaggerated Canadian accent.
Put the puck in the net, eh?
I grinned.
Goalies are weird.